This is Twit.
Chris is our photo guy. He is calling from the Viewfinder Villa in beautiful downtown Germany. Hi, Chris.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. I had a little kerfuffle.
You told me about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about the Apple Watch, but there's one other thing that I think you mentioned it earlier. Everyone should upgrade to 10.10.3
yeah.
because of a bug, because of a security flaw. But that also brings a new piece of software onto your Mac, which is Apple Photos.
Does it delete iPhoto?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
So you
it
could
leaves iPhoto in place. It leaves the old library in place.
So you could still use it.
Well, you can still use it. And at this point, the Photos app is, well, it's actually pretty good. It has a few flaws, a few bugs. It's a first product. I mean, they worked on
this. I'm going to just show everybody so they don't feel all alone. This was a brand new computer. I just bought the new MacBook Pro. So I didn't have any photos on it, or if I did, it was a few. There wasn't a lot on there. But I did immediately, of course, upgrade it to the latest version of Yosemite, 10.10.3. And I got this error message when I launched Photos, the new Photos. This library contains items that need to, download from iCloud Photo Library. To download the complete library, delete the incomplete items, then set this library as a system photo library in Preferences and enable iCloud Photo Library. This will disable iCloud Photo Library on any other libraries. And then two buttons, one, delete incomplete items, no idea what that is, or quit. Now, actually, I thought, well, I have nothing on here I care about, so I deleted incomplete items, and everything seems to be operating okay.
That would confuse the heck out of me. That did not happen when I migrated. What happened was that it told me that there's this new thing. I started the Photos app, and everything that was in my iPhotos before, by the way, still is
good,
is now in Photos. It actually migrated all my events over into albums. It has a bit of a different structure. But that was all there, so I didn't have. But I was also using this iPhoto library for like stuff that I shoot with my iPhone and some.
Yeah, you don't use it for like your professional career, right?
Let's talk about this first. Who is it for? And I think it's actually an upgrade from iPhoto.
Yeah.
It's a downgrade from Aperture at this point. It doesn't have all the full capabilities of iPhoto. Of Aperture. So Aperture users will probably want to use Aperture for another while until all the features are there, unless they don't need the features. There's like extended metadata and things in Aperture that Photos doesn't have. In Photos, you can't, for example, give star ratings to the photos, as far as I can tell. So it's limited in many ways. It is super fast. It's impressive how fast it is. I have about 10,000 photos in there, and it scrolls super fast. There's no delays, no nothing. So I don't. It's definitely better than iPhoto in that respect. And it still is similar to iPhoto in a way that it has got kind of two different modes. So you have a library mode, which is where you sort your pictures and you can create folders and drag pictures around and sort them into folders and subfolders and things. And then there's this adjustment mode where you will actually work on a photo, like make it look more beautiful, enhance it, change the brightness, the shadows, the white balance, and all these things. So it is quite capable in that respect. It still doesn't have any local adjustments. You know, from Lightroom, you can like paint in an adjustment brush so you can make the sky darker, but not the rest of the photo. You can't do this in Photos. It's just not there. So
they took features out.
Well, no, you couldn't do this in iPhoto. But
come
from something like Lightroom or Aperture, you do not have these local adjustments at this point. So some of it is not a full replacement for Aperture just yet. It's just not there yet.
But it's a little better than iPhoto, but not quite a professional program.
Well, if you look into the adjustment module, you actually have a lot of things you can adjust there. It looks fairly empty when it started, but then there's an add menu up there. You can have a histogram. You can have all sorts of things like exposure and highlights and shadows and contrast and the black point and color saturation, noise reduction, definition, which Lightroom users will know as clarity, white balance, levels adjustment. So it has taken over a lot of these things. It has brought them over from aperture. So that is good, but I'm pretty sure they will do something, or I hope that they will do something that similar to what they did with Final Cut Pro with their video editing software, where they then started, after the first release, they started releasing often to update features and things. And I'm pretty hopeful that they will do something there. Actually, they will have to, because Aperture users don't have anywhere to go at this point.
Yeah, they do.
Other than staying on Aperture or Lightroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lightroom's good, though.
Oh, I love Lightroom. Yeah. I won't give it up just now, but
it's not that expensive.
No, it's not.
It's under $200.
It's a bit of a change in terms of how you use it. But, you know, the different kinds of users. I think what Apple's trying to do is go for a bigger audience here. And those are typically not the professional type of photographers. So I think we'll have to wait how this develops. At this point, I would see it as a preview, as a technology preview, and hopefully it's going to evolve over time.
They have said, I think, that they're going to allow third-party extensions to work with it, much as they did with Aperture before. That would be good news.
I snooped around in the library file. You can open that and have a look inside. There is a plugins folder in there, so I would expect them to open this up with an SDK with a plugin structure. So I'm pretty sure there will be third-party plugins pretty soon.
That can add a lot of functionality. HDR, panoramas, filters. Is there there's Nick, which Google now owns. There's Alien Skin.
There's so much
Topaz,
stuff out there. That's,
Photomatics. Yes. I have them all because I never know. I just figure one of these is going to look really good. And actually, it could be a little bit overwhelming. Hey, Chris, we are continuing our assignment. Because we wanted to cover photos this week, we're going to push till next week our photo review.
Yes, I thought we might have something to talk here that is more current, but the photo assignment is asleep and it'll continue until next week.
It's not literally asleep. That's the word.
No, the assignment is not asleep. The topic of the assignment is asleep.
Yeah, illustrate the word or concept asleep. Tag it asleep. Upload it to Flickr. Submit it to our tech guy group. Renee Silverman, our moderator, will say thank you. And you still have a chance. We only allow one upload a week, so you got one shot. And making a great picture. Chris will review three of the best next week. If you want to follow Chris, his great photography, take any of his workshops, just head to discoverthetopfloor.com. Discoverthetopfloor.com. He's got a couple of workshops coming up in the States later this year. So go now before they fill up. Discoverthetopfloor.com. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Don't forget, asleep. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.